on Ruthie's Australia. It's now time for Ruthie's four-wheel drive tip.
This is the hardest bit of getting your learners doing the handbrake. You start back in the day, ride that clutch, rev that thing up. We're going next level, Ruthie, with your four-wheel drive tip.
Well, you know what? I mean, that handbrake on a hill situation is a wonderful lesson in traction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. And I guess at the end of the day, that's what stopping is all about in an off-road situation. It's all about traction. In fact, anything to do with off-roading is all about traction. So assuming that you've already, you know, listened to Ruthie enough to go, hang on, I'm going to let my tyres down a bit so I get a bit more traction, the next things you have to consider are very, very simple. In an off-road situation, when you're heading down a track, you might never know when that track's going to suddenly get very steep. Have you had this happen, Duck?
Absolutely. Yeah, plenty of times.
You do a bit of driving out the Blue Mountains there. You get that happening quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you'll be dropping down a track and around a ridge. Some of the tracks there, if you don't brake properly, you can end up in a lot of trouble, especially if you go off the side, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so, and some of them drop off, especially down in the creeks and little crossings like that.
Right. Yep. And so I guess my first tip, something that I've discussed with my sons quite a bit, is you never panic in these situations. You have to keep on steering no matter what. That's the first thing to do. The second thing to do, especially if the track's a little bit wet, bit of wet clay, some wet leaves, anything at all that can knock whatever traction there is out of the situation, you have to start being very, very careful in terms of looking for something to run into. Now, that sounds pretty horrible, but to some degree, the safest thing you can do in a braking situation in the off-road is to always have it in your mind that this just might get away from you, and if it does, you want to be heading somewhere where you'll stop rather than going over the edge or something else. That means keeping a bit of an eye on the trees. If you're sliding down the side of a hill, you've always got the bank, maybe a bit of a gutter. Not exactly a glorious way to stop, but a whole lot better than sliding down until you can't do anything. Because this is what happens. As soon as you hit the brakes, the wheels stop. Once the wheels have stopped, you've got no traction at all. You're just going to slide. And that's why ABS brakes, of course, work. You know, that's the theory. The wheels continue to turn just slightly slower than the vehicle, and that slowly brings the vehicle to a halt. In most situations, in an off-road scenario, you've got to kind of do that bit of the thinking for yourself. It can get a little tricky. I remember once up on the Daintree River track, which you probably will be going to fairly soon on the old Bloomberg track through.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope you do, mate, because you're going to see some wonderful country up there. But
don't you wish you were coming, Ed?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, gee, I wish I was.
In the hands of the master.
Oh, mate, you'd be having so much fun, honestly, by now. You know, honestly.
Just have a clothes peg on my nose, I'll be all right.
No, you'd be right. I've got a funny one for you, boys. Just during the commercial break, I've moved myself into the sun. Because the sun's going around and it gets cool in the shade up here.
Mate, at least
anyway,
you've got
sun.
As you
were, Ruthie. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. So, you know, there we are on the track up there, and I came over the crest of a hill. It had been raining. It was clay. I was in a 75 series Trayback, one of the ones we used to use for our tour group. So it's fairly heavily loaded. Got over the crest of the hill, probably in about second, third gear, and the next thing, the truck just started to slip, and there was nothing I could do. The first thing you do in this kind of a situation is to start thinking about using some engine braking, which means go back down through the gears as much as you can and drag on the handbrake just a little bit. The handbrake in a four-wheel drive, if you're already in four-wheel drive, is going to slow down all four wheels. That's the theory. As long as you've got the centre diff lock in, you should be okay. If you have diff locks, I might get to that in a minute, because that's more for the serious guys. But in this particular situation, I've done all that. I've gone into second. I've actually managed to crash it into first gear. I'm slowing down a little bit, but not very much, and I'm heading towards a bit of a corner at the bottom. I managed to get it into reverse. Getting a truck into reverse when you're going down a hill is possible.
Wow.
It's very exciting too, because you get great rooster tails of dirt coming out from in front of the truck. But if it's enough to stop you, then that's good. The other thing you should always try and teach people to do in this kind of a scenario is what we call a stall start. You tend to do stall starting more when you're climbing up a hill and the hill gets way, way, way too steep. You're getting slightly out of control. Putting your foot on the brake without touching the clutch might sound like a crazy thing to do, but in a manual vehicle, that's probably the best thing you can do because the engine will stall and then you'll have compression to slow you down as well as a light touch on the brake. So the wheels can turn slowly. You can just sort of roll backwards until you get a fresh start. Look, it's a bit of an art, but at the end of the day, it's something you really should practice. There are some things that just will not happen. You will not be able to stop going down a really steep sandhill. Just forget it. You know, it's just not going to happen. The best chance you've got is to make sure that that big steep sandhill doesn't have a bowl at the bottom of it. So look before you leap. That'd be my big lesson, really.
Poor old Milo getting thrown into reverse when you're going forwards. Fear for its little diff.
Oh, look, Ed, there's not much you could do to that truck that had hurt it, honestly. It's just a bobcat without the bucket, honestly. It's an amazing little beast. Hey, I've got to tell you something, too. Yep. It's nothing to do with four-wheel drive brakes other than it made me think about today's subject. Yesterday, before I flew down here, the first thing I did was take Milo 2 for a drive. A little bit on the naked side, though. Duck, a bit like you in 24 minutes or whatever it is, 17 minutes. All we did, we just put the cab on the truck. So we've got no doors, we've got no guards, we've got nothing, but we've got the engine running, we've got the cabin on, it's got no tray. I hopped in, I said, hey guys, we've got a clutch up. We pumped up the clutch, yay, we can start the motor, we got a clutch, we're going for a drive. And someone said, you don't have any brakes, but it was too late, I was already in second gear. And you know what? That's when I remembered that when you've got no brakes, you can do a couple of tight circles and slow yourself down. So I did. There you go. Gee, it was fun.
Nice work.